Welcome back. Fourth and final quarter. Getting started here. Shelby County on the move, down by 7, 28-21. Looking at first down and 10 at the 40-yard line. Manica just recently came back, just picked up the first down after missing, six or seven plays with a little stinger. And we got Drain the, we'll call it the pistol again, gets the snap, hands it to Manica, who busts
out. Wow, nice.
Another huge hole. Great job by blocking on the offensive line there. That's a 5 or 6 yard gain. Let's see where they put it.
He had that little bit of a stutter step. It looked like he was falling, and he just kept going and wanted to make a positive gain out of
it. Getting the ball immediately, but he hadn't stumbled it. There's no, he may still be running.
They're showing that for a 6 yard gain, and he was halfway down to the ground.
It's amazing he got anything because, like I said, right when he got the ball, he was already.
Looks like someone's trying to trip
forward,
him up
on
that. Yep. Great run.
May have tripped over his offensive lineman's foot.
He's definitely got some serious yardage going on in this game.
He did. Got Drain with Manica off to his left. Perry goes in motion. Drain gets a snap, fakes the pitch to Perry. He's
forced out to run around the left, wide open field.
A lot of room to run.
Out of bounds.
Nice job.
Great gain. Good for a good 15, 20 yards on that play. Excellent scamper by the quarterback.
Nice heady play by Drain there. He looked up. You know, it was a design pass. He looks up and sees a huge opening and decides to tuck it and run, pick up a first down. Gets the ball moved down to, where they get that at, the 21?
About the 20, yeah.
Give or take?
20, 22. Can't hardly tell from this vantage point.
Right about the 22, 21-yard line. First down and 10, Shelby County moving. Drain has Manica behind him. 3-4 wideouts. Perry goes in motion again. Cuts in front of Manica. Manica.
There was a tackle. He's running.
Great, two tacklers in the backfield. Picks up, 6-7 yards on that. Another strong
run.
That's
good for first down, I believe.
Absolutely. First down.
They're moving.
Big run. Looks like he was going to be stopped for a loss, but he just said, nope, not today.
So we're down to about an 11-yard gain, showing first down and 10 at the 11-yard line.
Great run there.
Here we go.
Just under 11 minutes to go now in the fourth. Franklin County's defense looking like they're winded. You have players on their knees, linebackers holding their hands on their hips, and not real crisp in their tackling like they had been earlier.
Little role reversal. We're getting some momentum here, folks.
Shelby County's offensive line starting to make some big holes. Drain sends the man in motion, gets the snap, hands it off to Manica.
Manica brings it out to the left.
Oh no.
Cover it up.
Manica
dropped the ball again.
Went to the middle, had to bounce it out to the left. Ended up getting long and fumbled, but I believe Shelby County recovered.
Ooh, that was close. Not a time to cough up the ball here. Keep possession. Let's get it in the end zone.
So that's going to make it now. Second down. If they can pick up a first down, they get up to about the 1 yard line.
Showing second and 10. No gain, no loss on the play. Rain is still coming down pretty good, left to right. It's at Shelby County's back. Wind is at the back.
Manica again, right behind Drain, offset to the right. This time, Davis goes in motion.
Reverses
to the right. Sends it off to Perry.
Field. Cuts it back.
He's going to get in. That's a touchdown,
Shelby County. Great run. Power run to the right-hand side. Off the end. Cuts it upfield. Cuts it back out to the right. Scampers to the end zone. What a play.
Great job there, Michael Perry. And looks like we got somebody slow to get up for Shelby County in the end zone. I can't tell if that's Perry or not. Just a strong wheel run there. That was had some tacklers coming at him, hanging on him, and he just keeps going.
Yep, number 11 is on his back.
Perry just scores a touchdown. He's on his back in the end zone. Apparent injury of some sort.
Wonder if he got the wind knocked out of him.
Kind of went down on his right side and looked like maybe a Franklin County defender rolled up on him on the tackle. So with the man down, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. 9:52 to go. Shelby County trails by one with the extra point coming.
Mike, why are you wearing camouflage at the office?
It's chickenflage. To protect my Zaxby's boneless wings meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce. That's two amazing flavor sensations in one. I've got to keep it hidden. Chicken flash keeps me off the grid.
Everyone can see you.
No, they can't.
Oh, hi, Mike. Nice camouflage.
Told you. Everyone wants a Zaxby's Boneless Wings meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce. Served with celery, ranch, crinkle fries, and a small drink. Try it today and upgrade to a medium souvenir chicken flash cup. Zaxby's. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
And welcome back. We're just in time from a injury timeout. Michael Perry was the man down in the end zone. He's being helped off by the staff. Seems to be limping with weight on his left foot, maybe. It's kind of hard to tell, but being assisted off the field, extra point by Josh coming on. So a huge extra point. Ties the ball game. You got to assume this is going to be good.
Tremendous hot and shown by Shelby County in second half. Two scores right
Absolutely.
Now unanswered. 14, well, 13, soon to be 14, hopefully.
Doing a great job fighting back.
Unanswered points. Referee blew the whistle. They're conferring as to what's going on here.
Not sure what's going on here.
I think they moved it back a little bit. Franklin County, they're showing...
False start,
Shelby County. Got a little extra space to kick it through.
Yeah, Josh likes kicking them further anyways. Get to show off that strong leg. Edwards takes his steps back, steps two steps to the side, lines up.
Big extra point here.
Snap is good, Drain gets it down, kick is up, and good.
Looks good.
28-28 now, Shelby County able to fight back.
All right.
Two straight scores.
That's what we're talking about, two scores, tie the ball.
Yeah, 9:52 in the fourth quarter. Tie ball game.
For the past 11 years, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab has been proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehabilitation in Shelby County and surrounding areas. Whether you're suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let a team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance specializes in creating individual treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Let us make a positive difference in your life, no matter what your game. Don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment, 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN program.
Hey, welcome back. Shelby County was able to just tie it up. 28-28 now. We just want to remind you guys, you can also listen to our rebroadcast Mondays and Wednesday nights at 6:30. So if you missed part of the game and you just want to tune in and catch up what you missed out on, which if you've missed any of this, you're missing a good one. But Mondays at 6:30 and Wednesdays at 6:30. Edward is ready to kick off now.
You can feel the excitement in the stands, I'll tell you. Everybody's kind of hooping and hauling right now.
There's tension going on. Line drive kick by Edwards. A little bit shorter than usual. Caught it about the
He's dancing. Get him.
Got shaking some tackles, and now he's going to go down after three rockets wrap him up.
Just learned from our statistician here, Shane, that there's been 745 yards in this game so far.
Really?
By both teams.
Didn't realize that was that much offense going on here.
400 for Franklin County and 355 for Shelby County.
Man,
that's amazing.
These are the exciting ones to watch. Some people are more defensive oriented and like to see the defensive juggernaut.
You kind of feel like there has been.
Yeah,
never think there's been 700 yards given up on both teams.
It's good defense, and then it's a big play. It's good defense, and then it's a
that's
big play.
True. That is true.
And back to action. Sanderson takes
goes to the right, deflected ball at the line. Awesome play by number 20. Was that 21? 21 tipped the ball at the line. Great play. Had his hands up in the quarterback space, deflected that ball.
Made that ball sail really high over the top of the receiver. It's going to be second and 10. Sanderson will have, three wide receivers bunched.
Franklin definitely plays a little fast, don't they?
Yeah, they like the high tempo ball.
They line up real quick.
One back behind Sanderson off to his left. Three receivers near field over here.
Three down line and two linebackers in the middle.
Slot receiver goes in motion. Kicks it back.
Gives back. Sweep to the left.
To the left.
Cuts it back upfield.
Man, get him down.
Down to the 36.
Tough little run there. He gets out to about the 37-yard line or so. Maybe, third down and five? Third down and four? We'll say five.
9:15 left on the clock. This is exciting.
Talk about another big third down right here. Shelby County showing blitz by the Rocket.
Two runners on each side of the quarterback.
They do blitz the handoff.
Sweep to the right. Good pursuit by number 35. Locks them up.
Absolutely.
Great tackling.
Great
All right,
there.
Shelby County.
Great job. I believe that was number 35 that came through, wasn't it?
It was. Chased him. Came through the line. Chased him down. Got him.
35 and 44. So Malik Manica was in on that. Great job busting through the line. They showed the blitz, and they came with it, and got a couple guys back there. Going to be a loss of, what did they get there? Loss of one, maybe?
Fourth and nine. I'll tell you what, I'm impressed with this Manica kid. I mean, he has gone out a couple times, been hit hard.
Yeah, he's had.
And he's gone out of bounds, and you think, he's going to be taking a breather for a while, and he's right back in the game, makes a big play.
Had a tremendous game.
Oh, they bounced the pass. The kick is skipped in for the ball.
It's over the punter's
head. Under pursuit. Shelby County's got him covered.
That's a great
tackle
job.
Tackle from down less than the 25-yard line. Shelby County in great position.
And there we go. We get the ball finally bounced over. Bad snap. Punter was able to pick it up and get running with it, but Shelby County defense was just too fast.
Snap went through his hands, and he had to go and chase the ball down. Got it picked up. Had no place to run. Shelby County with the good coverage.
Franklin County appears to be kind of
unraveling.
Defense is winded. They were winded in the last series, and they're already back out there with their knees down.
Ball's on the 23-yard line. Great field position. 23-yard line.
Yeah, about 23.
First and 10, 23-yard line.
Comes back out in the same formation with Manica off to his left. Kind of a pistol formation. Perry goes in motion, cuts in front of Manica.
The fade off to the left. Oh, he ran right into the defender's hands. Whoa.
Franklin County snuffed that one out. I guess they finally saw that play enough. They figured it out. Drain with a fake handoff to Manica, and then turned around and kind of pitched it to Brandon Davis.
Of course, it's easy to see from my vantage point what was going on there. He should have maybe cut it back upfield. He had three Franklin County players just sitting there waiting for him.
Yeah,
that's just a busted play, loss of about, five maybe on the play?
And it's a play that's been working, pretty well all night. Every time they've ran it, it's been positive yards until then.
What are they doing? Was it a flag? Oh, it's a flag on the field against Shelby County. They're marching it back to almost the 40-yard line.
See what the call was. Still first down after the penalty.
Was there any call?
Must have been holding. Nobody up here in the booth saw anything, so we're taking the team vote, and everybody's going with holding.
Yeah.
So we'll just call it holding and first
and
20.
Also on the 39.5-yard line. They got a long ways to go now. Looks like it's first and about 20.
First and 20.
Wow.
Drain with Manica behind him and the shotgun. He gets the
draws
snap.
The draws pass, back.
He's got a man open. Got a step. What a play by Franklin County.
Intercepted by Franklin County. Wow.
Drain with a pass over the middle all the way down to the near the goal line, about the 2-yard line.
There was two receivers open on the play, and number 10 got the ball. The defender
Made a great play on the ball, tapped it, and then is able to corral the interception. Mm. So turnover on the interception gives it back to Franklin County.
They're down inside their 5-yard line.
Yeah, that's the only positive about that play is that they're back. We've got good field position at least for defense.
Mm.
So where are they marking it at? The 2-yard line, maybe? 3? Franklin County takes over.
Wow.
In the shadow of their own end zone.
I'm still in shock.
Tie game, 7:24 to go. Been one of the better teams I can remember watching. Shelby County showing some blitz.
Running out of the zone.
We might have a safety.
Whoa, right on the goal line.
Did he get it out?
I think he did.
Yeah.
I think he did. Maybe the 1-yard line.
Just did get over the goal line to avoid the safety.
The ball was on the 4-yard line. I'm going to say a loss of 2.
The
loss of 3.
One now.
Loss of 3 on that play. One more time, and we get a safety and get the ball back.
And I like it there. Shelby County showing blitz again, clogging up the middle.
They got to watch the long play here.
Yeah, you definitely have to keep your man in front of you and watch for the screen pass if you're on defense. You got a quarterback like Sanderson, you better be ready for
it. Going out of the end zone, hands off again.
They try to go up the middle
again.
Again, it doesn't work. Good defense. Interior linemen for the Rockets are doing their job and just plugging up that hole.
It's going to be third and long, Shane. Probably a good 9 or 10 yards at least. 11. They're showing third down and 11 to go. One more stop and we get the ball back in great field position.
If I'm Franklin County, I'm still playing it safe here and that close to the goal line. I'm just trying to get it out. I'm not going to try to throw the ball too far downfield. Maybe a quick little hitter, a little slant or screen pass possibly. Sanderson and a shotgun.
I'm going to call a screen right here.
Sanderson and a shotgun. He's got four receivers.
Got two guys run off. They're going to throw a screen to the right. It's my guess. Oh, he throws it downfield.
Yeah, good coverage, but that should be offensive interference. I don't think they're going to call it. Wow.
He
completed
it
pass.
Twice.
Completed pass all the way down to the 35.
Number 3 was on the was defending. It looked like the Franklin County player bumped him a couple times, and yet catches the ball. They're showing a complete pass.
Safety Keyshawn Catlett was in his pocket.
That's
well
incredible.
As you could on pass defense.
Tight. He was right up in his face.
Yeah, I don't know how the ref didn't get that right in front of him.
That player was seemingly sized, quite a bit bigger than him, and bumped him a couple times, knocked him off,
right.
And was able to get enough space to make the catch.
Yeah, I give Catlett credit, though. That was well defended.
Well defended.
So anyway,
sad to say, but well defended.
First and 10 on the, looks like about the 36 almost. Shotgun formation, three receivers near side of the field. Back goes in motion, gets the hand off.
Quarterback keeping the ball, 27 has him in his sights.
Oh, he breaks the tackle, reverses field, trying to get, okay, good deal.
Wow.
Is that Michael Perry that made the tackle, I believe?
Is he back in the game?
I didn't see him come back in.
I didn't either.
Is it? Yeah. Number 11, Michael Perry, who I did not see come back in after a little stinger of an injury in the end zone, came back and made a tremendous play to wrap up and get the tackle.
5-yard recovery by the quarterback of Franklin County.
Franklin County had bounced off tackle, started to reverse field, looked like he had some room, and then Perry came out like a missile and just took
Eric
it down.
Eric Sanderson, I'll tell you, he has salvaged quite a few losses.
Yeah, he's played well. He drops back.
Throws the ball to the right. Oh, through the receiver's hands.
Incomplete. I think he tried to take off before he caught it.
Number 55 was on the hit with the quarterback. Great coverage by number 55.
That's Jordy Orsoto, who's had a monster game on defense.
He seems to be everywhere.
Okay, so that'll bring
up. I think he threw that a little earlier than he wanted to.
Looked like
the receiver wasn't quite ready for the ball.
Absolutely.
Went right through his hands.
Yeah.
What do we got?
Third down.
Third down.
Three receivers, two down near, one up top. Back to the side of the quarterback, Sanderson. Here comes the snap. He's got it. He's looking downfield. Great defense.
Look at the ball.
Oh, man.
He drops it. Wow, what a play.
Sanderson drops back, throws a kind of a lob ball again, gets down to about the 35, but the receiver had to stop. The ball was severely underthrown. The receiver, Johnny
Montilla was on the coverage, number 10.
Yeah, had two rockets that actually
number 27,
ran
10 to 27.
Because that ball was underthrown, two rockets come over and break it up there at the last minute. It looked like he was going to get the catch. Johnny Rodriguez, I think it was.
Chandler Minty on the coverage. Great play.
And that'll bring up fourth and long, fourth and 10.
All right, here we go, Rocket. Here we go. Punting from about the 25-yard line. He's set back on the 20.
4:57 to go. Tie game. Franklin County having to punt.
Bounce the snap again. Low line drive kick.
End over end kick. Takes a Franklin County bounce all the way down to the
24
yard line.
Wow.
76 yards separates Shelby County from a lead and hopeful final lead and win.
Go ahead, score.
Got 4:49 on the clock. First down, Shelby County taking over at the 24.
Been totally impressed with their resolve and their desire
Absolutely.
To get back in the game. They definitely have outplayed them in the second half, 2-0. 4:49 left in the game.
Playing a tough team, an undefeated team on the road.
I would say that this has been a Titan against a Titan. Two massive teams, 5-0 both.
Tyson versus Holyfield, huh?
There we go.
Now let's see if we can go ahead and bite their ear off and end it.
And then we got a good taking the Davis goes in motion. To take care of that in.
There you go. Davis went into motion, went behind Drain, who was in the shotgun. Drain tried to hand the ball off to Manica, who it's been working all night going up the middle, but that one was met immediately for a, looks like that's going to be a loss on the play. Had his forward momentum stopped and then swung backwards.
They've got to show another gear here.
Now the defense is all of a sudden stepping up and taking control. The game's had it all.
Good defense, like you said.
Could come down to the last unlucky break for somebody, or lucky break, however you want to look at it. All right, Davis right out near side of the field, Drain in the shotgun. That's Mantilla behind him. He's got
the right,
three receivers.
Pass back.
He's looking for Davis. Finds him. Did he catch it?
Yeah. Good catch at about the 26-yard line.
No, that was three. Keyshawn Catlett dropped down to make the catch at about the 26.
Forward progress to
almost
26. So what are we showing now? Second and about?
It's going to bring up third down.
Third and 10, maybe?
No, let's see.
Did they get
third and, third and eight.
Third and eight.
Ish. Third and seven. Third and eight.
That is so hard to tell. showing 3rd and 9.
Yeah, I'm having to just watch the yard markers over there now on the opposite side of the field. 3:27 to go. Drain brings his offense back up at the, what did we say, the 26-yard line. 3rd down, 8 yards to go.
Showing blitz. Franklin County's coming after him.
Davis goes in motion.
Pitch to the left hitch.
He's got some room.
Where's the corner?
Boy, they shut that corner
down.
They
sure did. Boy, that was great coverage.
Looked like he was going to get the edge, and they shut it down.
Mm.
It's a good recovery by Franklin County's defense there.
4th down.
He's a 4th down. 3 minutes to go.
Man.
So who's gonna wheel this one out? Gut check time.
Gotta get a big punt here.
Yeah, now's the time you want to see Edwards really get all that leg into it.
I can't see.
Four frame.
I can't see who's sitting back ready to receive on Franklin County. Can you? What number?
Assuming that's Johnny Rodriguez. He's been handling all the return duties tonight.
He's on the 35-yard line.
He's fumbling issues. So we'll see.
Whoa. A tall punt, but it's landing at about the 4th.
Had a good
great
bounce.
Shelby County bounce.
Gets all the way down to the 30. Inside the 30, down to the 27. So a booming, towering punt that took a good Shelby County bounce.
Got that good bounce. Yes, sir.
All right, so Franklin County will take over. 2:25 to go in the game. Tied up, 28-28
for Franklin County. T.J. Rucker.
All right, refs are conferring the like in the middle of the field, right around the 43, about something. Not sure what's going on there. There's a penalty, obviously, and why wouldn't there be? It's going to go on Shelby County, so it looks like we're going to re-kick.
We haven't had one for series.
Yeah. Man, it's been like 30 seconds since we had a penalty.
So Shelby County have to re-kick?
I believe it was an illegal shift call on Shelby County, so they're going to have to re-kick. After that gets marched back, it's a 5-yard penalty.
Well, instead of sitting on the 35, he's already up to the 45, so we need a booming kick here. Booming kick.
So when he finally gets the kick away, he's probably going to be at about the 11-12-yard line. Maybe the 10. We'll see.
Let's make a play here. Let's make a play. Maybe a fumble recovery. Who knows?
And of course, if you're Shelby County, all you're looking for now is just your players to stay in their lanes, get downfield. Don't let anything behind you.
Over pursue.
Right. Don't over pursue. Use your angles and just get everything in front of you.
2:25 left. Excitement. Almost 2 minutes left in the game. 28-28.
Shame either team has to lose.
This is an amazing game, folks.
Great game to watch. All right, well.
Now it comes down to execution and stamina.
Waiting on the refs to whistle it in. Not sure what's going on. The refs, there we go, winding it in now. 2:25, Josh Edwards to punt for Shelby County.
Big kick, big kick.
Low snap. Fumbles it.
Oh, no, come on. Get a good bounce. No.
Well, we got a little bit of help. That's going to go out of bounds at about the 39-yard line. Low snap. Josh had a tough time getting the ball.
Sure
was able to pick it up. Had a guy somewhat close to him, so he just had to hurry up and kick it, and it came off his foot a little bit sideways, came over here to the near side of the field and rolled out of bounds at about the 39. So ends up, I think, just a net punt. That would be 11-yard punt, yeah. Not typical work of Josh there, but not entirely his fault either. That was a low snap. Shelby County's defense will need to step up again. 3-down
linemen. Got to make a play. Got to make a play here.
Manica showing blitz.
Dropping back to pass. They've got it covered.
He's got nothing.
He's scrambling, and he throws away.
Yeah.
Smart play.
Good defense, and it's going to be a flag on the play.
Flag on who?
Dropped over here near,
the throw was not anywhere.
No receiver in the area, so that's going to be intentional grounding, which is not only a 10-yard penalty, it's also a loss of down. So let's see, hopefully that's what it is.
They're definitely petitioning.
If that's not intentional grounding,
that is.
I don't know what is. Grounding on Franklin County's Sanderson. Barrett Sanderson, who's played pretty well all night until that. But he was, Shelby County finally got through. It was good blocking by the O-line for a little bit, and then the Rockets were able to get through, get some pressure. He was scrambling all over the place, and finally just he's the one over towards the near sideline. Unfortunately for him and the Flyers, there was nobody there.
Falls all the way back to the 43-yard line. That's a great
huge
play. Wow, look at that. 5, 10, 15, 17, 18-yard difference.
Second and about 30.
Wow.
Second and 28, we'll call it.
That's our break right there. Let's see if they can capitalize on it. Come on, Shelby County. Let's go D.
Three down linemen again. Perry on the edge over here. He's showing blitz, and then he backs up.
Pass out down the middle.
And what a great throw and catch. Wow. Who was the Franklin County guy that went up and caught that? I couldn't see the number.
Number 12.
He found a little soft spot in the zone.
Tyler Drain on the tackle.
Drain did make a good tackle, but he was just a hair late getting there. Throw was a little high, but the receiver was able to get up and snatch that one. That
they gained a bunch of yards back on that one. Gained about,
man, that makes it
18.
Second down and seven now.
Seven or eight, yeah.
Big shotgun formation, one back off to the right. Gets the snap, looking right side and throwing it. And it is a reception.
All right.
Shelby County was able to wrap up and get a tackle over on the far side.
Third and long here. Third and five, third and four.
Yeah, gain of about three on that. Call it third down and four. 1:17 or 1:16 to go in the game.
Woo.
We've got a timeout by Franklin County, so we will. Is that a full or 30?
Looks like a full. They're walking off.
Yep, full timeout, so we'll take a quick break and come back and wrap this game up. Last minute and 15 seconds, tie ball game.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Our greatest value is the 2501 DT compact tractor, one of the largest, strongest compact tractor frames on the market. Now through September 30th, get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates to help you do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. Your Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
And welcome back. Just in time. We got fourth down for Franklin County.
Fourth and four.
They're in the shotgun.
This is it right here.
Pass and passes to the right.
Oh, and he
left side, he's got a man. First down. Out at about the 20, maybe 19. It's hard to tell where they got him. Well, fourth and four. He throws it about 4 yards. Good catch, good run after the catch.
Catch and run.
Great play by a good quarterback. That gives them first down and 10. 5 or 9? I can't tell. We'll say 109. Shotgun, one back behind. Single back, three receivers. Four receivers.
Come on, D, stiffen up here. Let's go.
Running back takes a step back. He takes the handoff.
Hand off, running to the left.
Going back
to the middle. Good coverage. Good. You got a small gain, short gain. 3 or 4 yards, maybe.
Good job of the defense to recover there. It looked like it was a gaping hole, and then all of a sudden it was gone. I believe that was Jordy Rosoto getting in on that tackle again. That a heck of a game.
Ben, but not break. Come on,
again.
D. Come on, D. Stiffen
single
up. Let's
back.
Go.
Yeah, single back and a shotgun. Four receivers. Sanderson looking for the snap. He's got it. A little bit low, but it gets it. No
coverage problem. Coming. He's under pressure. He throws it away.
Throws it away. This time he was outside of it. No, he was not.
Yeah.
Another flag comes in. That's going to be intentional grounding. He did not have a receiver over there. But
no, he
I
did
thought,
not. He threw it out of bounds.
I thought, and I'm sure he probably thought, too, that he was outside the tackle box. And I believe, don't be surprised if that gets picked up. No.
Hello. Yes, intentional grounding.
Yes. Awesome. Another intentional grounding. 32 seconds.
Wow.
Left in the game.
Wow.
Barring overtime. 28-28. Franklin County was
no big
driving.
Plays. No big plays.
Absolutely. Franklin County was driving, and then that's just a huge kick in the teeth right there.
All the way back to the 31-yard line?
So
that just cost them a good, 12, 15 yards?
Goes from, was it second, or was that third down?
Well, it was third, so they lost it down.
Yeah,
fourth
that
down
was third down, and so you lose the down, so that makes it fourth and forever.
Maybe? Yeah, that's quite a bit.
Fourth and 20. Yeah, as I say, I thought that was second down, so correction. This is going to be third. I think it's just wrong on the board.
The score here saying third down and 23 to go. Ball on the 31-yard line. 32 seconds.
Now, I'm not sure how good their kicker is, but let's say they don't get any yards here. You're talking a 48-yard field goal
minimum,
if it comes to that.
Minimum, yeah.
In this weather, which the rain has subsided quite a lot, if it's not stopped at all. I mean,
it's
almost stopped completely.
Yeah, it's just sprinkling a little bit.
But still, you'd have a wet ball, wet field.
That'd be tough. That ball
yeah.
was extremely heavy.
Not,
right now.
Not optimum condition. Refs are out there kind of doing their own little powwow, I guess.
47, 48 yard, it would probably feel like a 60 yard at this point.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be the kicker right now. All right, Rockets are coming back out on the defense after the timeout.
What an exciting game. What an exciting game. 32 seconds left, 28-28. Franklin County on the march. They've had two major intentional grounding penalties, sticking them back in extra 20-30 yards.
There we go. Third and forever. Third and 20. Sanderson gets the snap. Rolls his right. He's looking at his right. He's got a man wide open, but only for a few yards. He does hit him. Catch him on afterwards. Get back up to about their original line of scrimmage or so. Going to make it about 4th and 10. So a designed bootleg to the right. Good defense by the secondary and linebackers that drop back and pass coverage.
24 seconds. You got to wonder if they're going to kick a field goal or attempt a field goal.
I've been really impressed with Shelby County's pass defense. I mean, really, they would just give up a couple big plays here and there. Other than that, they've been pretty much right what you need to be. I mean,
looks like they're going for the field goal.
Yeah, the Franklin County is sending the kicker out.
Wow.
I lost my roster.
Spotting it on about the 28-yard line.
Sure. Yeah. You're like,
get out. It's going to be about a 38-yard field goal attempt from the right hash mark.
38,
24 seconds. 38 yards. Most likely be for the win. He's got the distance. It is good.
Oh! On the left-hand side, he
just snuck it through. 21 seconds to go, and Franklin County just goes up by 3, 31-28. Absolutely. Disheartening if you're the Rockets right now.
21 seconds to go. They still have time to put it in the end zone.
I guess we'll take a quick commercial break and be right back with the finale.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Tuning in for some crazy reason. There's 21 seconds. Shelby County just gave up a field goal, long field goal, 38-yard field goal by Franklin County. Put the Flyers up 31-28. After such a great game, just back and forth. Both teams having heavy punches and taking punches. Just been a really fun game to watch. So it's going to take some little bit of miracle going on here. It's going to take maybe a big kick return or something like that, getting some better field position than what we've had the majority of the night on kick return.
Crazier things have happened, Shane.
It has.
I wouldn't be surprised if you had a good run back.
We've already seen Drain throw the long ball
a couple
really
of passes.
Well.
Maybe you get two or three plays out of this.
And you got guys like Brandon Davis and Keyshawn Catlett that can use their speed, and Manica's with his power, Michael Perry. I mean, the offensive weapons are there.
Well, they are kicking it off from the 45-yard line of Shelby County, so...
There was an unsportsmanlike penalty.
This is going out of the back
on
of the end zone. Okay, so they got 80 yards to go to win the game.
So it ended up being a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty after the field goal on Shelby County. So Franklin County was kicking it just from 45 yards out. Obviously, the ball goes out of the end zone. Going to be a touchback. First and 10 at the 20. So we got 80 yards ahead of us. Can Tyler Drain and the Rockets come up with some magic? Franklin County, we'll see if they go to that dreaded prevent defense that these teams do for some reason.
What's that?
I said we'll see if Franklin County goes into this kind of a prevent defense. They've got three down linemen. Safety is already back about 22 yards from the spot of the ball. Got two safeties deep. Now they're not playing too awful far back. There we go, Drain in the shotgun. Takes off to Manica, looking for a pass. They've got a screen to Manica.
That block
breaks tackles. He's gone up to the 40.
He's got some room.
45.
Get some room.
Out of bounds.
All right. Out of bounds. 12 seconds left. Ball's at midfield. Great gain on the play.
That's what you need.
30 yards on the play. Quick screen and run.
Shelby County still has some life here.
50 yards to go. 12 seconds left. Another big play like that. They're in field goal range to tie the game.
Absolutely. We've got a timeout. I believe it's Franklin County.
What an exciting play. What an exciting game.
I believe Shelby County has at least two timeouts, if not all three left.
Do we have two timeouts?
Shelby County, we've confirmed, does have all three timeouts. Of course, with only 12 seconds left, I mean, you don't really have much option.
So what do we need here? You know the kicker and the punter better than I do, obviously. What do we need for range here?
Range on, optimal days. You're talking, he's at the 50 now. That would be a 67-yard field goal.
So would he need 30 yards, you say?
We need 15 to 17 yards to be in his range. Mm-hmm. He's got plenty of power to hit 50 yards.
One more quick play, get it out of bounds, stop the clock, see if we can tie the game.
Drain with Manica behind him, three receivers. Takes a snap, rolls the right, Manica blocking, Drain looking down, he's got a man.
Yeah,
not open. Catch is complete and down to the 35.
Four seconds left.
Was a catch and gets down to the 35. That would be a 52-yard field goal.
Wow.
So we got a timeout. Catlett was short, slow to get up. Yeah, number
you
three, Keyshawn Catlett.
You almost have to do this.
Tremendous catch. Got a couple extra yards. Got down with 4 seconds to go. Rockets trail by three.
Ball is spotted.
Ball is at the 35.
35-yard line.
So you're talking it's going to be about a 52-yarder.
Woo! 52-yarder.
And for those that don't know, Josh Edwards has plenty of leg power to hit a 52-yarder. But again, you got in the middle of now it's on the right hash mark. The field's a little bit choppy looking there. Kyler Drain to hold. Edwards has more than enough power for this. Just need a good snap, good hold, and I feel pretty confident he's going to hit this. So here we go. This is for the game.
Tie the game.
Tie the game. Go to overtime or
4 seconds left. Last play of the game.
Here we go. Snap is.
They got it placed on the 42-yard line.
Snap coming. Oh, we got a whistle blown. Timeout.
Got a few more seconds to breathe.
And they had to get one of their defensive linemen almost jumped offside.
That would have been awesome.
He's frozen. He's so good.
What are you doing now if you're Josh Edwards? What's going through your mind?
Breathing. I am breathing. Just focus on getting the punt off or the field goal off without any mess ups. It's tough when you got the conditions like we have. It is not raining right now. It's slightly drizzling. But the ball obviously is wet. 4 seconds left. This will be the last play of the game.
Josh,
this is it. This is what you dream of with your kids.
What you roll out the ball for?
They'll be talking about this one. 2-5-0 teams absolutely slugging it out.
Rockets are huddled up, everybody except for the kicker, Josh. Josh over here by himself, which, that's typical for kickers. They don't want to be influenced by anything. So we'll see what we've got going here. Edwards will be kicking from the right hash mark. It's going to be about a 52-yarder. Tyler Drain will be your holder.
Who would have thought that you'd be talking high school football,
crazy
52-yard attempt.
Here we go. Josh has shown to have a
you can hear the energy. We got the windows open. The energy is amazing.
There we go.
This is where your repetitions come in. This is where practice and getting out there during the summer and during the season and doing your extra kicks and your extra field goal attempts and the extra punts, strengthening and conditioning in the offseason.
Right.
Comes down to moments, seconds like this, folks.
And like I said, Josh was named the MVP, and it was actually the opening game, the 31-30 comeback win over Garrett County.
Listen to this crowd. This is amazing. Shelby County is coming back out on the field, getting ready to kick this 52-yard field goal attempt.
I'll tell you right now, there's not many kickers in the state and of Kentucky for high school football that I would want taking this over Josh Edwards right now. So here we go.
I wish this were to win the game, but it's to tie the game.
For some free football, some overtime. So Tyler Drain takes the knee at the 42. He's the holder. Edwards lined up a few yards behind him. Here's the snap. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up.
Oh, no good.
Went left, and that will do it. Rockets go down 31-28 in a heartbreaking loss. Wow.
What a well-played.
Two of the players, two Rockets go down to their knees in the field, just emotionally drained. Franklin County, of course, celebrating out in the middle, jumping up and down. What a game. Not the way we wanted to end, but a tremendous game nonetheless. So your final score, 31-28. Flyers beat the Rockets to move to 6-0. Shelby County drops to 5-1, takes a crushing loss. We will come back and have our post-game show in just a few minutes. So tune back in to 93.3 WXLN Radio.
Rockets football coverage on Power 93.3, WXLN, and WXLNRadio.com has been proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, and Zaxby's of Shelbyville. Stand by, the post-game show is next on the home of the Rockets, Power 93.3, WXLN, and WXLNRadio.com.